AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Miami-Dade County is fighting the Zika virus by spraying pesticides that kill mosquito larvae. Officials in Florida say the federal government has assured them it's safe. Money to fight Zika is tied up on Capitol Hill. Our Jerry Bodlander's there.
Senate Democrats came back from the seven-week break and again blocked the $1.1 billion funding measure, just as they did twice before the break. They are dead set against several provisions, including one that would prevent Planned Parenthood in Puerto Rico from getting some of the money. Senate Republicans now say the money to fight Zika, but not the provisions Democrats oppose, could end up in the stopgap spending bill that's needed to keep the government running past the end of the month.
Next hour, Donald Trump will be in Philadelphia laying out his vision of a bigger military. Tonight, he and Hillary Clinton will appear separately at a primetime event hosted by NBC, the Commander-in-Chief Forum, they're calling it. Our Mark Smith says both presidential candidates are trying to win the military vote.
Trump's lined up endorsements from 88 retired flag officers.
These are fighting generals.
But Clinton tells reporters her list is better.
I think we're up to 89, but who's counting?
At a rally in Virginia Beach, Trump said veterans have suffered under Clinton and President Obama.
You have illegal immigrants that she wants and he wants treated better than veterans.
But she reminded a Tampa rally Trump once called the military a disaster.
His whole campaign has been one long insult to all those who've worn the uniform.
In both southern battlegrounds, the large military vote could tip the scales. Mark Smith, Washington.
A tropical storm may dump 3 inches of rain on parts of Arizona and New Mexico, and that could lead to dangerous flash floods and mudslides, says the National Hurricane Center. This is AP Radio News. Lawmakers are laying out a bill of rights for sex assault victims. AP correspondent Carlotta Bradley has this.
The House bill would ensure survivors in federal criminal cases have a right to a sexual assault evidence collection kit, to be told of the results, and to be notified in writing before the kit is destroyed. Lawmakers say they're troubled by the number of untested rape kits that remain in the country, despite efforts to reduce a national backlog. The bill heads to the Senate, where similar legislation was approved this spring. Republican Congresswoman Mimi Rogers of California says the federal bill should serve as a model for states. Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
An Army veteran who was the victim of a prank 911 call is suing the city of Toledo after police raided his home and arrested him. He says police destroyed property they took in the raid and caused him emotional distress. The city says it'll pay for the damage, but it's fighting the lawsuit. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.